Yeah,
and
bloody
we
hell.
Are live.
Come to you live.
How are we all?
Oh, brilliant.
It's been a
love football.
Great doubleheader for us all.
I need to get rid of this fucking prick again.
He's got to go again. Yeah.
We might as well just give this one a miss, wouldn't we? Should we just stop?
After that wonderful 1-1 win for Chelsea, crash right back down to reality straight. Well, let's talk about Leeds game, Mitchell.
Thank God.
Let's talk about the Leeds game.
Do we have to? Do you know what? He's I don't know if it's just the Italians, but he's turning into the Tinker Man 2.0, isn't
tinkering,
he?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And you just think, did he need to do it? I think it was at least six changes he made to the starting lineup that beat Arsenal 1-0. And outside of the six changes, there were changes for the players that did play in that game. Like, for example, Chalobah playing right back. Why have you put him right back? And then
you've got a right back, don't you?
Right. We've got two. Fuck me. Play one of them. Jesus Christ, none of them are injured. I don't know. I don't think he likes, well, midweek games after, it was Sunday, wasn't it, Arsenal, Chelsea?
Yeah, Sunday and then Wednesday.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know. I personally would ride off the back of that performance and play the same squad, because it sounds silly to say, given the positions of where Arsenal and Leeds are in the table, but Leeds, they don't sit back like an Arsenal. They'll go for it. They'll go forward.
Certainly at home.
Yeah, exactly.
And they are in a relegation fight. So every
well, not if they stay and keep it up. Fucking hell. God, I love it. And it just, yeah, it was poor from the let go. I mean, we were under pressure from kickoff. And I think it was, what, opening 6-7 minutes, they got their first goal. And it was a near post corner. Player runs in and gets it.
What, to Arsenal?
Yeah, I think that's Chalobah playing in the right back position. He's just, there's no one tracking the man. He's running. It's a free header. It's a good header, but it's a free header. Shouldn't be getting out at the near post. Again, nothing really. I think we might have warmed into it a bit halfway through that first half. But you could see. You could see people's heads were going, or the Chelsea mentality of wanting to get a red card because of Estevao. I think it was like near the end of the first half, and he's lost the ball. He wasn't having a good day, but then none of them were. And he loses the ball, and his attempt to try and win it back. I mean, he wasn't even trying to win it back. He just kicked the back of the Leeds player's leg. You know, it in this day and age, that could have been given as a red if the ref was really feeling it. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. And then I think Leeds got their second goal in the first half. Yeah. But that one, you can't really argue with that one. It was just a great strike. You know, sometimes in games that happens. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with the first goal, second goal. What are you going to do? Second half, yeah, still nothing much. He makes some changes. Neto and Gusto come on. So he's finally fucking moved Chalobah out of that right-back position. And Pedro Neto, he goes on to score? I'm sure it was him that scored. Yeah. And so then you think, all right, you got a chance. You're back in it. That wonder strike from the first half still kept them in front. Nothing much you can do about that. Keep going. And, their goal that killed the game, the defending. My God, I think it was Gusto and Chalobah who were very slow passing towards each other at the back. I think it was Gusto with a weak pass back to Chalobah. But he still, he still got plenty of time. And Chalobah, he's just boot it away, mate. Please, boot it away. Doesn't do it. Loses it. And then they score from it. And it was just abysmal to watch. And any chance of a revival after that was gone. The game was absolutely dead after that. Set us up for a really fucking shit week, to be honest. And the only other bad thing that happened in that game is Delap getting injured again.
How long forward? Is it a big one?
I'm not sure. But it shouldn't be too long, but I think he popped his shoulder out. This little dislocation. But yeah, so that's unfortunate. Hopefully not too long. Palmer came on for a bit. But again, even like this weekend's game, I mean, all right, they might deem him as match fit now.
You got to get
but he's been out for, yeah, he's been out for so long. So yeah, it's frustrating game to watch given how well we played against yourselves in the match before. But you know, I think even Maresca's questioning it. He's like, did I need to make that many changes, especially to your back four?
If he'd come at it with a similar team and had that result, you might be able to turn around and say it took its toll on the players. Mm-hmm. It was a very, like, you put a lot into the Arsenal game, but because of all that, maybe that's why he made so many changes, but like, you're just not gonna have a flow. You can't build those relationships up on the pitch in one game.
Yeah, exactly that. And they probably wouldn't have
trained in between very hard either, because it's the whole 3-day turnaround at the moment.
Like, yeah. And I look back at our last few games, going back to just before November, and I think he's only ever played the same back four in consecutive matches once. And it's like, how are you going to do that? Especially your back four. I can understand other positions, but your back four needs to be solid. You've got to build together.
Remember that for when I'm talking about Arsenal.
I know, because I was going to say that as well. I mean, it does play a part when you keep fucking shit up at the back, because people can't gel. People don't know their jobs. All right, if you want to rest players, fine, but why have you put Chalobah in right back?
You've got two right backs.
Exactly.
I don't get that.
You've got Gusto and James. Rest one of them.
Like, if James was playing defensive midfielder and Gusto had played against Arsenal at right back, then yeah, maybe. But why change too much?
Yeah, he did. He did change too much. And always switching Adebayo and Fofana every week. And then, like you said, the right backs. The only person that keeps his spot at the back is Cucurella. It's the only one. So, you can't moan at him too much because he's done a pretty good job. But his tinkering, I think, ultimately cost us. Like you say, if you kept the same team and the same result happened, you'd put it down to tiredness. It's one of them, and it's hindsight. He tried it and it didn't pay off. It didn't work.
It backfired.
Yeah.
So Chelsea and West Ham's shame, I guess. That's the one thing you can say about the result, is keeps West Ham in the relegation zone. So
yeah, sorry about that, Bob.
Do you want to talk straight into Bournemouth as well? Not much going on in that
game. I can if you want, but apparently it was obviously 3 o'clock kickoff. I've seen the highlights. The most boring game of football this century.
Well, Bob will probably have something to say about that, but
yeah, it was abysmal. It was Delap injured himself in the Bournemouth game, not the Leeds game. Because the commentator was saying about, it's interesting that he brought Gouy on instead of João Pedro. And I thought, well, no, not necessarily, because if you've set up a system for Delap up front, I've said it before, Gouye is very similar to Delap. So it made sense. And I mean, I like Gouye, but they showed some stats after of João Pedro, Liam Delap, and Mark Gouye. Obviously, Delap and Gouye, I think they've only played 4 games each. But João Pedro's had, I can't remember, at least double that. And he's got 4 goals, João Pedro, and the other 2 in the Premier League. It's just not happening. Thankfully, we're getting goals elsewhere, but, you know, it's like, how long can that go on for? And especially like, well, the Delap injury was in the second half, I think. And it's like, you know, you'd think that'd be your time to shine, right? You got to bounce back from the Leeds game. You still want to prove yourself. You want to be the number one up front. I don't know. It's just not happening. Yeah, right. He's in and out of injuries, which doesn't help when he's out again. But even Gouye, when he comes in, he's not getting the goals. It's frustrating. And we made nothing. You know, I think Bournemouth had the better chances. And Sanchez, again, I've got to praise him. He's week in, week out. It used to be his fault, you know, if we lost the game by a goal or at the 90th minute, a draw, or whatever else, because of his mistakes. He's been great the last few weeks. So, yeah, he is not at fault. He kept us...
Goalkeeping coach coming in is certainly doing some work.
Absolutely. So, he kept us in the game. He kept us at 0-0.
Kept
it was
in the game.
Such a boring game. Yeah. The only other thing to note is Palmer started his first game. He had one decent chance, and you think, you know, if that was
a match fit
Palmer, yeah, he'd have slotted that away. But outside of that, oh my God, it was really, really boring game of football. I've literally got nothing else on it. It was so shit.
I didn't watch it either. I didn't watch the highlights. So I've got nothing to add.
It's the start of the poor December run, isn't it? It's Chelsea's Christmas special.
Yeah, it's Chelsea Christmas special.
We absolutely love it.
First day of December for...
Let's have it.
That is my favourite Christmas special of the year.
Yeah. 1 point from 2 games. Do you know, it's annoying because it was like, obviously after the Arsenal result, we are sitting second and what was it, 4 points between us?
Yeah, that's right.
And now we're 5th and we're like 8 points off of Arsenal and 6 off of City. Oh, fuck me. How can one week fuck you over so much?
It's how quick it can turn around, and hence why it's no one's to win. It's everyone's to win, no one's to lose.
No one's to lose.
It was Arsenal's to lose, and they've done
it. Looks
that,
like they're doing it.
Still a long way to go yet. Shall we jump into Arsenal before we go West Ham? Because at least talking West Ham will cheer me up a little bit. So, yeah, obviously Brentford, middle of the week. I was quite happy to see a bit of rotation from Arteta. Used the squad quite well. Gave Timber a rest and put Ben White in at right back. And Ben White, for the first goal, the link play down that right side was superb with Medawake. Ben White, great cross for a great Marino header. Started off, first 10 minutes. Kind of think, all right, let's go push on now and go and batter them. But credit to Brentford, they stayed in the game and they made Raya make an absolute wonder save, like a reaction save, which was very good. Then second half comes and was it second half? I think Mascara pulls up. So Timber comes on, goes into centre half. We were still comfortable in the game, to be fair. Saka come on as well, got his goal, which was nice. Could have squared it to Gyökeres for a goal, but decided I have a shot. Got a little bit lucky with it. I think Keller got a good hand to it, but didn't get enough on it. But yeah, I mean, overall, that home game against Brentford, we expect to win that.
I was very disappointed with that second goal.
Yeah, I bet you were.
I had 1-0 and you were my joker for the week. And fucking Saka, I was like, I can't believe it. I kept watching it, like just checking the result. Come on, come on. Fuck!
Yeah.
First minute, what a prick.
And it's just like, it was just a solid, kind of solid Arsenal display that we've been a bit used to. They're very pragmatic, kind of controlled most of the game. They had a couple of chances, obviously, because it's a makeshift kind of defence. But it then leads into the Villa game where, again, more changes at the back because of Mascherano's injury. Timber's now playing at centre-half, White at right back. Like you say with Chelsea at the moment, we're not being able to consistently keep the same players in the same positions, which is, in my opinion, the reason for the late losing goal against Villa. Like the game itself, it was a good game. It was for the neutrals. It was end to end. It was exciting. Both teams had a fair few chances. Martin Odegaard worked Martinez a couple of times, a couple of better shots, and we're laughing. But Villa, yeah, very good. No wonder they're on a 9-game streak or something like that. And you know, building up, there's a lot saying about Arsenal's 18-game unbeaten, and you just know when people start saying shit like that. Here we go. You know it's going to happen.
You Arsenal fans, you hate a jinx, don't you? It's not Arsenal's.
It's just like, you just know it. But yeah, it was a bit of a frustrating game, the Villa game, because we was too slow on the ball. Like Saka had a couple of wayward passes. Odegaard does what Odegaard does, and he does slow down the game a bit in front of goal. Made some good subs at half time, changed, kind of got the momentum back, and that the second half we started off very well, got the goal, and then Villa got themselves back into it, either by us dropping off again or by their changes.
Their first goal, I don't know if it was Calafiori that was there or someone else, but I thought the defending could have been a little bit better.
Yeah, they let the guy in at the back post. But that's the thing with Calafiori, he plays so far up a lot of the time. When you have that changeover of possession, it can catch you. And Calafiori also got a City booking, which is his fifth now, so he will miss the Wolves game. So again, more changes in our defence. Lewis Skelly will most likely come in and play left back. I'm still confident going into the Wolves game. We're at home. But like, again, the points now to City's 2 points because they're on their little streak. They're not looking amazing, but they're just grinding out results. Villa, can we say Villa are in a title race? They're only 3 points behind us now.
It's just their crazy run. It's unreal.
We've got unreal them again at the end of the month. So yeah, it's a bit annoying because obviously we've got to find a balance as a team now with Eze and Odegaard as well. They both started against Villa, and Eze was struggling to find his way into the match. That was one of the changes at halftime. He brought Leonardo Trossard on. Trossard gets the goal. Again, a little bit of luck with the goal. I think it's a cutback by Saka, and I think it was going to be for Gyökeres, but it just finds its way to Trossard. Good finish by Trossard with players on the line in front of him. But then, like when you've got that goal, as I say, we were in their faces. We kind of played our way into the game at that point, and we just didn't keep it up. We just didn't keep that tempo up. I think Martinez was probably the busier goalkeeper in the second half. But we just couldn't find a goal. And then their second goal was a bit of a sucker punch. Like even the start of the build up, Hikapi had a chance. I think he controls the ball and over, like his touch is a bad touch and it goes out for a throw for them when he should easily be keeping that and then hoofing it down the line or playing a pass inside. And then we just can't, we just don't get near the ball clearing it. Like there's players jumping in front of it, trying to block the shot, which you want to see, but nobody's able to do it. And Brendia, it's a great finish from him. Yeah, it's just a bit. It's Aston Villa again, basically. In Unai Emery again. he likes to get a result against us, that's for sure.
Obviously, Wolves next. I mean, mm-hmm. are you going to say that's a guaranteed 3 points?
I won't. I'm confident. I'm confident.
It's Arsenal's to lose.
That game is, we're at home.
Because City have got Palace.
Yeah, Palace won today as well.
Palace won today. Palace are sure. a decent.
They're in top four now, aren't they?
Yeah, they fucking overtook us.
I think put them into top four. So
you could be back on a
hopefully a 5-point lead. We've got an easier game midweek as well in the Champions League. No game's easy, but we've got Club Bruges. So hopefully we've got some rotation, get some minutes in players' legs that need it, like Madueke, Martinelli. Hopefully we see Rice get a little bit of a rest. Skelly will probably play to get minutes before playing against Wolves. So it's just that centre-half pairing now. What do we do? Do we stick with Timber? Which, again, Timber had a good game against Villa, but you're losing a bit of what he offers at right back because he's incredible at getting up and down the pitch. And Ben White, I think Ben White is better with Saka and Odegaard with an understanding. They play little triangles very well, and Ben White rather goes on the outside and crosses the ball in, which would work better for Jokeres. But I don't know. I think Timber offers just a bit more defensively than Ben White at right back, and he can carry the ball and get out of trouble a lot more.
How long are they out for, Gabriel? What's his face?
Gabriel, they reckon up until about Christmas. Saliba, we've not really been told. Like, it was just felt something in training and he's out. Mascara is now out for a few weeks, they reckon. So it's all just like I said in the office to a colleague the other day, we're just starting to get attackers back. So, of course, now we have to have a crisis in defence.
Balance, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just frustrating. It's just bad timing for us.
Not going to beat that Chelsea record this season, mate.
No, I think that's going to go now. We're up to the 9 goals, I think, conceded now in the league. So you can breathe easy now. We're still sitting top of the league. We're still... We made some very good chances in that game against Villa. And I think if we're on a bit more of a clinical day, we score more of them. We've got Kai Havertz coming back. Apparently, we played a behind closed doors friendly with United and beat them 3-0 with Jesus playing. And even a name, a blast from the past, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain played for us in a behind closed door friendly because he's been training with us. So, hopefully some players back soon, please.
Yeah.
But other than that, so I turned football off after that weekend and put the cricket on, and that wasn't any better. So at least Lando Norris won the World Championship. So at least that went for us.
Don't even know what that is.
Lando Norris is a Formula One race car driver, and he
sounds like a spaceman
this weekend. He might also be a spaceman. I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
anything else, boys? Anything on the Arsenal?
No, I've got nothing.
No, not really.
It's losing.
That's
it.
Bob.
Right.
How's West Ham getting on?
Yeah, not bad, thanks.
What you expect from West Ham, really?
Yeah, pretty much. Not exactly what I expected, because I expected to get beat by Man United. But that, I've ruined it again, haven't I? Every
you
fucking
to
week,
spoil
every week,
the man versus AI, didn't you?
Jesus. To be honest, the two fixtures I said before the podcast started. I mean, the Man United game from a West Ham perspective was a shit game, right? Like, I'm not going to say the words because I say it every fucking week, but it was a shit game and it would probably be ranking quite highly in the shittiest of shit games ever, potentially. From a West Ham perspective, I'm sure Man United had a fairly enjoyable time until we equalised in like the 83rd minute or whatever it was. Magassa's first goal, that's always a positive. But I think, I think it was similar against Liverpool as well. I think we gave Man United too much respect. I think, again, we went into it thinking we were going to lose. And it's interesting, actually, because we obviously then played Brighton. Wait, it was earlier on today, wasn't it? Yeah. Hell, it's been a long weekend. Today, yeah. and I think we played completely different against them. I think that there is probably an element of, I don't think we're as scared, even though you'd probably argue that Brighton are as good of a team as Man United are, certainly in the past couple of years. But it does seem to be a bit of a shift in mentality. I think there is other factors as well, because obviously Paqueta was suspended during the Man United match for that stupid thing that he did. But you do really, really notice the difference when he's not there in the midfield from a creativity standpoint, because we really haven't got much else.
Somerville out as well for a while. I've not heard his name for a while.
Somerville's back. He is in the squad, and he was playing against Brighton today. I do think, like, against Brighton, we played. I don't know. It just seemed a little bit more like everyone knew exactly what they had to do. And I think when we don't have that creative spark in the center of midfield, we kind of lose like the positivity, if you know what I mean. We just kind of go straight into, let's just park the bus and hope that we get a set piece. And actually, against Man United, we done a proper Arsenal set piece. It was like a proper Arsenal one. Did you see it?
I didn't.
It was like a little into the front post. Someone flicked it on and then it kind of came out to Magassa. I thought, fucking hell, it's like watching Arsenal with a new set piece FC. We'll be winning the league next year.
We need it back.
Yeah. I think, to be honest, against Brighton, it was so much more positive. And again, I don't like saying that word, because every time I say that, it goes to shit in the next game.
I mean, from an outsider's point of view, you've got a draw against United.
Mm-hmm.
That's a positive result. And a draw against Brighton.
Yeah.
That is also a positive result. Like, Brighton are seventh in the league.
Yeah.
United are like 12th in the league, but we're on a bit of a good, I say good run. They weren't on a good run, but...
Yeah.
I don't think that's terrible.
I agree. And
more points than us.
Yeah, that is true. But if you, I think before the Bournemouth game, everyone, because we obviously came off the back of two wins before the Bournemouth game happened. And any West Ham fan that you'd speak to would say, that's it now. Like, for the next five games, because I think we've got, is it City next, is it? I think it is, isn't it? Villa next. Sorry,
Villa next.
Yeah. Villa and then City. So,
two wins, six points, please. Thank you very much.
So you look back at those games. Obviously, we played against Bournemouth.
You can win the title for Arsenal. Just get two wins.
Oh yeah. So we drew 2-2 against Bournemouth. I think that was a good result. Lost against Liverpool, similar to the Man United thing. Just didn't give them respected them too much. Sorry. And then, point against Man United, point against Brighton. I think if you asked me before the Burnley game, like, or after the Burnley game, sorry.
How many points?
I would have lowballed that. In fact, I think I said on the episode with Bournemouth, I think I said maximum of 1 point. So got 3 out of it so far. And we've still got Villa and Man City to play. So I'm a little bit concerned
about
that.
You're going to have 9.
Could do. I'd say the odds are pretty against us.
I'd say slim.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you need some results, because you've got only 2 points out of the relegation zone. But I don't know who Forest and Leeds have got. I think Forest have got Tottenham next.
That's a win for them.
If they're away to Tottenham, definite win. If they're at home, then
yeah,
they might be in trouble. They're at home, so probably a bit more difficult. But yeah. Leeds have got Brentford, so that's a game they can get points from for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be a struggle. If we're going to stay up now, it really is going to be a struggle, and it's because of that shit start. But I think, yeah, we've just got to keep on with the momentum and not let like I don't know we just can't let the head drop. Like I hate the lack of effort and all of that. And to be honest, since Nuno's come in, I've seen less of it. I definitely think I've seen like a kind of defeatist performance, but then it was against Liverpool. So you kind of understand what you're trying to do there. Regardless of their previous results, they're still Liverpool. They're still going to hurt you if you try and fucking go at them too much. Yeah. So I get it.
And you don't typically get good results against Liverpool as it is.
No. Yeah. No. So I get it, but yeah, it's definitely going to be difficult, and I'm not sure we're good enough to stay in the Premier League.
And that's the thing is, obviously, Liverpool played Leeds yesterday as well,
mm-hmm.
and drew 3-3. You don't see West Ham doing that. Like Leeds obviously beat Chelsea. You don't see West Ham getting those kinds of results. So
it's because
that,
of the
that
fight.
Would be a worry.
That's why, like Leeds, I don't know. They've got something going, haven't they? Like they've
it's
got
the ground as well, right?
It's the ground, I mean, yeah.
I took the piss out of Luke at the start of the season about their home record, but they definitely seem to have a bit of a buzz.
Yeah.
Whereas West Ham hate the new stadium. That's not new anymore.
Yeah,
can't stand it, and you don't create an atmosphere in there whatsoever.
Well, that's the thing, and I don't think there's enough effort from the players to create an atmosphere. You know, you rarely see people getting too amped up unless, obviously, if they score, then that's, I mean, it's a rarity sometimes nowadays. But, you know, obviously that lifts people up a bit. But other than that, you know, like you watch teams like, Arsenal do all the time because they're a bunch of fucking mugs, and they? But they get like, you know, stand up to the crowd and like give them the old like lift and all of that. Like you don't really see much of that at all.
That's because no one would cheer back. You get one guy at the back.
Yeah. Football.
Probably the opposition team. Yeah.
I think my main concern is that the players are just not good enough. And I think it takes one injury and we're fucked, really.
If Bowen's out for any length of time.
Yeah.
You really do struggle to see how you stay in the league.
Yeah. And to be honest, even to a certain extent, I think Piquet has performed a lot better this year, regardless of the stupid decisions that he made.
I don't even know if I'd put him back in the team.
No, I was surprised that he got straight back into the team after that, to be honest. I thought Nuno might have gone, but maybe he knew that we was missing something in midfield, but... Yeah, it's an ongoing struggle, isn't it? I really struggle to talk about West Ham at the moment. We're lucky
Jory's still not back because they've only got 3 points out of this little moment in time. He would have been horrific, yeah. We beat Brentford as well. Look at us go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well done. And we drew in Newcastle. Woo! Twats.
but
I mean that's all we've got to talk about with Tottenham as well. Like what was it? Yeah, it's a draw with Newcastle and a home or away win against Brentford. So
I think they were at home.
Mm.
Well done. Yeah. Well done, Tottenham.
Yeah, we're so happy for you.
Luke did say, obviously, after the Romero goals, I said, it's quite interesting to see a centre-half score a diving header and an overhead kick in the one game. And he went, yeah, he's world-class, isn't he? And I mean, if he's seen the overhead kick, it's definitely not Ronaldo-esque overhead kick. It's a sloppy, sloppy overhead kick.
Yeah, you'd be the goalkeeper's got to be embarrassed about that.
I don't know who the goalkeeper was.
No.
It's not an ex-Arsenal player. Right, versus AI at all?
If you want, I guess.
Yeah, this is, I mean, it gave me some happiness. Did annoy Mitchell. Man versus AI. Boop, 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 boop. Ooh, right, so. Okay. Right, where to start?
I fucking hate football. So shit.
Newcastle, AI predicted Newcastle 1, Tottenham 2, 0 points. Predicted Arsenal 3, Brentford 0, got 1 point. Predicted Leeds 1, Chelsea 1, got no points. Predicted West Ham 2, Manchester United 2, got 1 point. So in game week 14, it got 2 points.
It did well predicting the draw for fucking West Ham and United.
I know.
And we called it crazy at the time.
But we've... Yeah, okay, go on, sorry.
Game week 15, it predicted Aston Villa 1, Arsenal 2, got 0 points. Predicted Chelsea 2, Bournemouth 1, got 0 points. Predicted Tottenham 2, Brentford 1, got 1 point. Predicted West Ham 2, Brighton 1.
Lol.
Total of 1 point.
Dear, oh dear.
Bob predicted a 2-1 Manchester United win, got 0 points. Bob predicted a 2-2 Brighton West Ham draw, got 1 point.
I said 1-0.
That was the result.
No, I said 1-0. I remember it.
Clive predicted a 2-0 Arsenal win against Brentford and got 3 points. Clive also predicted a 2-1 Arsenal win against Villa, got 0 points.
What a mug.
Mitchell predicted he got something right.
I predicted a 3-1.
3-1 Chelsea win, got 0 points.
No, I never said Chelsea.
It predicted a 1-1 draw with Bournemouth, got 1 point. Luke predicted a 3-1 Newcastle win against Tottenham, got 0 points, and a 1-1 draw with Brentford. And
I love that this is the time that he's been so negative about the results and still fucked it up.
So, AI, 29 points. Humans, 42 points.
Wow.
We're so good.
Lying. Clive's now contributing as much as Mitchell. Not quite. Ooh. Mitchell's on 15, Clive's on 12, Bob's on 9, Luke is on 6.
Fuck you, Luke.
Then we have West Ham versus Aston Villa, Bob. What are you saying?
Oh. 2-0
Villa. 2-0 Villa. That's negative, Bob.
I'm a negative guy.
Don't like that. Mitchell, Chelsea have got Everton away. What are you saying?
We're away, are we?
Best manager ever.
With a Tinker Man in charge, the new Tinker Man.
1-0 Chelsea.
Oh.
Oh, he's going for it. He sees a Cole Palmer goal.
That'd be nice.
It'd be a penalty because that's all he scores.
Fuck you.
Arsenal have Wolves at home.
How many, Clive? How many?
The Wolves.
That looks like a 4, but it's going to be a 3.
Oh.
That is 4-0 Arsenal.
Oh, he's gone for it.
I'm having it. We need a banger of a result.
1-0 Wolves.
Fuck off. Right, talk amongst yourselves while I generate.
Oh, this is it, Bob. No. This is our half a second.
Here we go.
So I'm going to give you a little longer this time. Go on.
And it's done.
Go for it, boys. Go for it.
Fuck Arsenal.
That's not Chelsea. Nice, is it?
And Arsenal. That's
better. No, not so nice.
And Spurs. And Luke. Fuck you, Luke.
Fuck Luke. Yeah, fuck Luke. He'll be back next week, won't he?
He should be back next week.
Quarter one underscore.
Does that mean he's going to be back next week?
That is exactly what it means.
Yeah.
Anytime I need to say something in Japanese, that's the phrase, and it means everything.
Right, AI's predictions are in, hot off the press. Everton 1, Chelsea 2.
Hot the press.
He loves
Arsenal. Arsenal 3, Wolves 1.
Wow.
Nottingham Forest 1, Tottenham Hotspurs 2. Aston Villa 2, West Ham.
I do it.
2.
Oh, okay.
No way.
Okay.
A 2. Come for the United. How about that?
I mean, I'd take that as well. I think that'd be a good result.
I'd take it.
I mean, yeah. Well, you need wins, mate. You shouldn't be taking draws right now.
We'll take draws. Nice and consistent. And then we'll get easier teams like Chelsea and Arsenal. And we'll start getting 3 points again.
Did that turn out for you already this season?
0 points so far. But always be positive for the future, Clive. That's my mentality.
I can't wait to remind you when it comes to man versus AI and your predictions.
Yes.
Gonna have a regular Luke Jaw with us again. 3-1 there. Any final words whilst I do the spreadsheet?
Your room looks more orange, Mitchell.
Mitchell.
Does it?
Definitely mine.
Yeah. Oh, no. That is because the...
You painted the walls orange.
Christmas tree is up.
Oh, cute.
Gives it a bit more of a glow. Look who's on top of the tree.
Oh. Is that Casper the Friendly Ghost?
Oh, no, well.
It's what's his name's movies? Tim Burton movie.
What's the
Nightmare
character?
Before Christmas.
Yeah. What's the character?
Oh, Jack Skellington.
Thank you. Fuck it. No.
That I think it's a crap movie, don't I? So.
Oh. Just like you think Fairy Tale New York's the best Christmas song.
Oh, awful song. What an awful song.
It's unbelievable. That is.
What a crap song.
Oh, I hope you get slated in the comments.
Yeah.
Maybe I will. What a shite. So, any last words, Bob?
Thanks.
Any last words?
You scumbag, you maggot.
Oh, don't say the next bit. Okay, please.
Crap song.